Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At the beach house, Frankie sits at the round table surrounded by papers. She uses a hand crank adding machine.
Have you seen my cell phone?
Oh, mother of dragons.
What in God's name is happening?
I'm balancing my checkbook, which Saul used to do, but now I'm doing it. Because there's no more Saul, just Frankie.
Tell me you haven't done this since you and Saul broke up.
Now you're sounding like that nightmare Mindy at Bank of America. How can I be expected to remember every check I've ever written?
Yeah, see those stubs? The ones that are left after you tear the check off? That's where you're supposed to put the amount.
That's where I doodle. You want to see two squirrels take a bow?
Frankie flips the stubs. The drawings move.
Where's that coming from?
Probably from under one of these piles.
Well, help me find it. I've got to call Mallory back. I can't remember her number.
Oh.
Where is it? It's not in you, is it?
Frankie hands it over.
That was thrilling.
Oh, it's got syrup on it.
I had pancakes.
You sit on those too? Hi, Mal. I was just gonna call you.
I put the syrup inside like a burrito. Sometimes it squirts out. It's how they eat it in France.
Honey, that's fantastic.
Oh my God, that's news. What?
I didn't even know you guys were trying.
She's pregnant? Is she pregnant?
Twins!
Oh, as in two? Oh.
You gotta call your father right now. This is the kind of news that is... Oh.
Oh no, she told him first? Oh no.
No. Of course I understand. Yeah, I'm sure it cheered him up.
Of course it cheered him up. That's why she told him first.
Would you sit down?
Congratulations, Mallory.
She says thanks. No, wait a minute. Bed rest.
Bed rest? What does that mean? Tell me.
Okay. No, I didn't. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Love to Mitch. Bye, honey. Congratulations. Yeah. Doctor put her on bed rest. Apparently it happens a lot with twins.
Frankie puts an arm around Grace.
It's nothing to worry about. Mazel tov, Grandma.
Thanks. Yeah.
In Robert's hospital room, the just married sign hangs at the foot of the bed.
You want more pillows? Fewer pillows? Different pillows?
Say something.
Stop talking about pillows.
Hey, hot stuff?
Jojo.
Brought you more pillows.
Thank you.
And you must be Saul. By now, I'm sure you've heard I'm Jojo, his flight attendant.
Jojo offers a hand over the bed, palm down.
I thought I met all your nurses.
Oh, Jojo came on duty last night while you were sleeping.
Many, Mary?
I don't think anyone's ever called me Mary before.
That you heard, right?
Thank you.
Jojo leaves. Saul frowns slightly at Robert.
What?
At the beach house. Frankie feeds a cucumber into the Vitamix.
Yeah, take it.
Good morning.
Hi.
Ooh, where'd you get that?
What do you care? It fell off a truck.
I have news.
I love news.
I know. So I drove here to see that face when I tell you. Say Grace is going to be selling your lube.
My lube?
Uh-huh.
In stores?
Exciting, right?
Oh, God, oh my God, it's so exciting! I want $9 million.
So do I.
I'll tell you, I was balancing my checkbook, and $9 million would solve things.
Of course, this is how this conversation is going.
Hi. Your sister's pregnant.
I know. It's kind of her thing.
Oh, everybody knows.
Where are you going?
I could tell she didn't want to ask, but if Mal's on bed rest, she's going to need me.
Well, Brianna wants to sell my lube, and in return, I'm going to get $9 million.
Oh, someone took their mother's advice. Someone is welcome.
Thank you. There's a very tasteful floral arrangement on the way. Now, will you please stay and help me explain to your roommate how business works?
Oh, I know how business works. I know I have an idea and a business wants it, and another business might want it too. Bidding war, yes, please. Power lunch. Thank you, Sharks.
I think my roommate understands business just fine.
Mom? Mommy? Okay. Do you understand that a product needs to be manufactured and then marketed, and then you need suppliers?
Oh, I can find suppliers. I have a supplier.
Oh.
Oh, I'm gonna have to pay him too. Ah. I'm gonna need $9 million and an Orvis gift card.
Okay, so I wanna start over and just say I love what you're doing.
Frankie turns on the Vitamix.
I love the lube, which is where the company wants to get in business. I'm just gonna wait till you're done. I'll wait till you're finished with it.
At Mitch and Mal's, the kids crawl through a woman's legs.
We're playing cars with Grandma Jean. We're cars.
I can see that. Who has kisses?
Well, will you look who's here? It's so good to see you.
Oh, hello, Jean.
Jean hugs an unresponsive Grace.
Very long hug. So what brings you down from Seattle?
Well, Mal asked me to come and help with the kids, so I jumped on the first plane, and here I am.
Here you are. And I'm here, too. So whenever you need to go back.
Oh, I can stay as long as she needs. My houseplants are plastic and my husband's dead.
Oh. Grandma Jean, Grandma Jean.
The car wash is open.
Great.
Whoosh, whoosh.
In the bedroom.
Hi. I thought I heard you.
How are you feeling?
Mom, you didn't have to come.
Of course I did. And I come bearing gifts. All of Downton Abbey and a deluxe manicure kit. Oh, have you read this?
State of Wonder. No.
The first chapter's tough, but if you stick with it, it's smooth sailing. And if not, there's some Us Weeklies in here, too.
Yes, I will take those right now. Thank you, Mom.
So I'll let you rest, and I'm going to go down and be with the kids.
Yeah, Mom, you don't have to. Because, you know, Jean's here.
Yeah, Jean's here.
It's just to help with the kids.
I can help with the kids.
No, I know, I know. You know, I know you just don't always love when they act like kids.
Or it's the thing I love the most.
Grace smiles brightly. Mal tilts her head. At a farmer's market, Frankie spies Jacob with a customer.
I know we have a lot of unresolved business, but I am here as a businesswoman on business. Someone wants to buy my yam lube, and I'm here to see about the yam supply pipeline. I should tell you that, well, you should know, I mean, I did sleep with Saul. So that unresolved business is resolved. I also performed his marriage ceremony, which sounds a little ridiculous, but it was cathartic as the word that gets tossed. I'm losing. I'm off track now, really.
Start again.
Okay. everything I said, plus, are you still my yam man? I mean, can I count on you for the yams for my lube?
I will always have your yams, because I'll always be your yam man.
Well, that's good. Good. It's good. I think this business meeting has gone very successfully, and I think the stockholders will be pleased.
She shakes his hand. He kisses her cheek.
Is this how all business meetings end? I'm new at this.
I hope ours always do. It's nice to see you, Frankie.
It's nice to be seen. Okay.
She waves and walks away. He smiles. In the backyard, a tent made of sheets sits under the tree. Grace pours clear liquid from a bottle into a teacup.
This one loves herself some Ford.
She drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to read The Velveteen Rabbit?
Nobody.
Well, I know the first part's tough, but once the little boy gets scarlet fever, it's smooth sailing. Maybe not for the rabbit.
Books aren't tons of fun, Grandma Grace. Forts are fun.
Well, I'd argue books are also fun.
Come into the fort, Grandma.
Are you kidding?
You don't have to. I'm here.
Okay, I'm coming.
Madison wears a curly red wig.
What's the password?
Chocolate.
No.
Worms.
No.
Will you give me a hint?
It's the name of their favorite television show.
I don't know. Trapper John, M.D. I'm coming in. Move over.
It was Vegan Sugar.
Well, I was close.
I would have thought you knew that.
I do. I forgot. Hey, Madison, you want to have a tea party?
Okay.
I'm just going to get my tea.
Grace pours her tea into a tiny cup.
That's a lot of tea, Grandma Grace.
Friends who count don't count, Grandma Jean.
You know who loves tea parties? Gretchen Gamblehauser. Achoo! Gesundheit, Gretchen Gamblehauser.
And I'm...
Grace dons the wig.
Cloris the clown!
Macklin covers his eyes.
Oh, no, Grace, you're Annie.
No, I'm not a Depression-era orphan who makes people sad. I'm Cloris the Clown, who makes people happy.
No, no. He's afraid of clowns.
I thought he was afraid of elves.
He used to be. Now it's clowns.
Well, that's why there's clown spray. We'll just spray it all over the fort.
You know, you really should call it anti-clown spray. I mean, clown spray would attract clowns.
No clowns.
But it doesn't. Right, Grandma Grace? Tell Macklin it doesn't.
No, of course not, Aunt Macklin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Clown spray works on all kinds of clowns and elves and goblins and...
Uh-oh. Let's hope it works on something else.
Jean peers at Macklin's scalp. The kids scratch their heads. Grace pushes Madison away and pulls off the wig. At the beach house.
Oh, just get them out.
Geez, lice work fast. They've already built a town square in here.
Please don't say lice.
Frankie picks up a lice comb.
I'm disgusted enough as it is.
Look, these things happen.
When you go near children.
Oh, you can't be mad at them.
I'm mad at their hygiene.
Well, to be fair, you're not a big fan of anybody's hygiene.
None of this would have happened if I hadn't been rolling around on the ground the way Grandma Jean likes to do.
But that's also what kids like to do.
Kids don't know what they like. They're dumb.
Grace lowers her martini.
Oh, God. That's not something a grandmother should say. What is wrong with me?
Come on, you're not so bad. Some hamsters eat their grandchildren.
Hamsters don't live long enough to have grandchildren.
Don't confuse me with facts. I'm going somewhere with this. Not all hamster grandmas need to run around in the wood shavings making forts out of toilet paper tubes. Some keep the little ones from eating their poop.
We all know I'm not the fun hamster.
Then be who you are. Be the bossy hamster with the drinking problem. They're the ones who inspire their grandchildren to become writers.
I'd eat mine before that.
I think I know what would cheer you up. A little gossip.
I hate gossip. Who's it about?
It's about a certain long-haired beauty with sparkling eyes and a devilish wit. Me, it's about me.
Let me guess. You've had another altercation and your food go up.
Yes. And I've also recently been kissed. By Jacob.
Kissed you? When?
I ran into him at the farmer's market when I was stalking him at the farmer's market.
That was the kiss.
Oh, my cheek is still tingling. But it may have been a power play. As a businesswoman and a woman, I'm still unpacking it.
So how did you leave things?
I left it that he would provide yams for my lube, which I may or may not sell to Brianna. I have a meeting with her later this afternoon. Not sure what I'm gonna do.
Grace refills her drink.
Figure out where you want to end up. And then don't start there.
With Brianna or Jacob?
Yes. Is my scalp supposed to be burning? Yes?
At the hospital, Jojo scrolls his phone.
That's me on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is me about to get into the swing again. And this is Carlos.
Mm-hmm. Are those shorts or underwear?
Carlos doesn't wear underwear.
So, you gotta look at Carlos.
No, I'm good.
You boys like bingo?
He loves it.
Then when you're all better, I'm taking you to drag queen bingo!
I'm sure someone's sleeping somewhere.
Oh, none of my patients. We play, we drink, we sing show tunes.
I love show tunes.
Yeah.
Who is that spanking you?
Oh, that's Anna. Phylactic shock. She's in charge of drag queen bingo. I call it a false bingo.
Ooh, she looks mad.
Nah, she loves spanking people. Here, she's mad. Someone pretended it was their birthday, and she made them wear nipple clips.
Ooh. Okay, slideshow's over, and thanks for the invitation, but I don't think drag queen bingo's for us.
Oh, why not?
Well, we're not that kind of gay.
Robert removes his glasses.
What kind of gay are you?
Oh, I don't mean there's anything...
I'm gonna go get your breakfast tray.
Okay, thanks. I realize you just offended him.
Why are you suddenly interested in drag queen bingo?
Why wouldn't I? I like singing, I like bingo. I would love to try singing during bingo. It sounds fabulous.
But you're hardly the grand marshal of the gay parade.
Hey, I'm pretty gay. In fact, I have a husband.
I have a husband too. And frankly, I would say I'm gayer than you.
How are you gayer than I am?
I wear a man purse.
That's not gay. That's hideous. And if you were as gay as I am, you'd know that.
All right, Robert. This isn't a contest.
No, it's not. But seriously, I would really like for us to feel comfortable someday going out to something like drag queen bingo. And why not? I spent my whole life having to look away and pretend I wasn't interested in things like that or Greco-Roman wrestling, or the Oscar red carpet. I had a lot of opinions about Cher's dress when she won for Moonstruck. I thought it was fantastic, and I thought Bob Mackie deserved an Oscar.
Who's Bob Mackie?
He designed that dress, and the people at Drag Queen Bingo would know that, see? That's why I want to go. Hey, we're out, so let's go out.
Saul looks at Robert, then away, and back again.
Oh, thank you.
Jojo drops the tray and walks out. Saul looks off, nose in the air. Robert whacks Saul with a magazine. In Bree's office.
Miss Frankie Bergstein is here.
Frankie!
Hello.
Frankie offers her hand.
Oh, so formal. Hello. So how was the drive down?
Oh, good, thank you. I parked across the street so I wouldn't have to valet.
We validate, but okay.
The hand dryer in the men's room does not work, like, at all.
I'd like to introduce my legal counsel, Nwabudike Douglas Bergstein.
Yes, I'm familiar with your son, who I grew up with. Hello, Budless.
Oh, we're bringing Budless back? Okay, well then, hello, Brianna Donna Ding Dong.
Never caught on.
At my house, it did.
Bud and Frankie share a look.
Please.
After you.
No, I insist.
I insist, Brianna Donna Ding Dong.
They move to a conference table with molded pink chairs.
Please take a seat, Frankie.
No, please, avail yourself.
Relax, sit down.
No, I insist that you take a seat.
In unison, they bend, lower, rise, lower, then pop up.
Do you want to stand, Frankie?
No, please sit.
Okay.
They bend. Bree sits. Frankie hovers.
Have you settled?
I am seated.
Frankie sits. Bud sits next to Frankie.
Is someone taking minutes?
Bree looks over at Adam.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Adam sits at Bree's desk.
Okay. Is someone taking minutes? Really? Question mark, yes. Of course. Oh, I also want to get Brianna Donna Ding Dong in there, just so we have it.
You don't need to write that down. So, this deal memo outlines our offer.
Bud takes it.
Namely, that Frankie Bergstein, creator and owner of said lubricant, shall receive a $25,000 buyout. Wow. And 3% of the net once we're profitable.
I want $9 million.
Fuck my life, fuck it hard.
I am so glad I came to work today.
So, my mother.
No.
My client is interested in a licensing deal and 2% of the gross.
Two is less than three.
The gross is much larger than net, and with a licensing deal, you'll get a piece of every single unit sold.
Licensing and 2% of the gross, done.
Why? What do you know?
I know that there's a fantastic offer on the table for your client slash mother.
And?
And my company's taking a big risk investing in an unknown product.
Aha! Your eyebrow arches when you lie. Your head tilts, your eyes crinkle, and somehow your hair turns a darker shade of blondish.
Fine, we may have done some testing. It may have gone well.
Aha!
2.5 and that's it.
Three.
Deal.
They shake.
But that is not where I want to end up.
Twist. Well, it's a good deal, Mom. And we should talk about it, but I think you should take it.
Oh, I can't. I want more.
Well, like what?
Frankie turns her back to them and taps her chin.
Your client's gone rogue.
My client would be more than happy to shop her product elsewhere.
Oh, have fun with your weird mother-son vaginal lube sales team.
That is definitely going in the minutes.
Dude. Expunge that.
Nope.
At Mitch and Mal's, wearing a duck shower cap, Macklin sprays a door. Wearing a blue cap and holding a tray, Grace pauses on the steps.
Why aren't you downstairs playing with Madison and Grandma Jean?
Because Mommy needs clown spray so she's not scared.
Why would Macklin come here?
Grace sets a tray on a table on the landing.
Why on earth would Mommy be scared?
They sit.
Because she's sick.
Mommy's not sick.
But Grandma Jean had us make get well cards for Mommy because she's sick because there's not enough room in her tummy for two babies.
First of all, homemade cards are great, but only if you put in a lot of effort. And second, babies don't grow in Mommy's tummy. They grow in a separate part that only Mommy's have.
Her pocketbook?
Not quite. Look, Mommy's not scared and she's not sick. She just needs a little extra sleep so the babies will grow big and strong.
So Grandma Jean was wrong.
Yes.
If Mommy's not scared, I'm not scared either.
He hands her the bottle.
Good. Sticky. Mm.
Can I lay down with her?
First of all, it's a lie. Second of all, no, you can't because we don't want to give Mommy lice. I'll tell you what we can do. Jin.
Oh, man.
Well, you saw me play the Ace of Clubs. You have to pay attention.
He folds his cards. Grace smiles. At Bree's office, Frankie is outside talking to herself. Bree holds a calculator. Bud sips a beverage.
What do you think of this figure?
Boobless? I taught you that. Also boobs, boob, and boobies.
I know how to write hillbillies. 531-771-87714.
Say that again, but slowly.
I know what I want.
Oh.
That'll be good.
I want 6% of the gross. I want my art on the box, and I want you to take me seriously.
I am trying to. It's kind of a challenge sometimes.
That's my process. You want my lube, you get my process.
Okay, fine.
Then you'll listen to my ideas, because I have lots of ideas.
Yes, the good ones. This is normally when I would give you a hug, but I know you're a very serious businesswoman, so.
Frankie kisses Bree's cheek.
Will I get my $9 million?
If every man, woman, and child in America buys your lube, then yes, you will get your $9 million.
Victory!
Bud hugs Frankie. Bud gestures to his eyes, then at Bree.
Wow. I got our bags.
Frankie wraps up food in a napkin. Bud munches. At the hospital, Saul pushes Robert in his wheelchair.
That was a nice break.
I didn't know it was the morgue. I thought it was the atrium. That's what it said on the map.
Please, just get me back to the room.
Jojo, can you help me for a second?
Jojo opens Robert's door.
Let's get ready to bingo!
The room is full of people.
Bitch, what are you doing here?
Bitch, I'm here to play bingo. This bitch invited me.
What is going on, Saul?
I'm saying I'm sorry to both of you. Bitch.
Robert covers his eyes. In a red sequin dress, Anna spins the bingo balls.
Raise your hand if you love Ryan Gosling. Oh.
Now raise your hand if you can't come within 200 feet of him.
It ain't love unless the police get involved.
Oh, I'm lying because I've never been in love before.
Now all at once it's you forevermore.
At Mitch and Mal's.
Sounds like you and Mac were having fun.
Yeah, we were. Are you surprised?
Not at all.
Because, you didn't call me to come help with the kids.
Mom, Jean jumped on a plane.
And you told your father first that you were pregnant.
To cheer him up. I was dying to tell you. Mom, I called you.
And left a message with no hint of any news.
I didn't want to tell you in a message.
Well, you know something? It felt like you didn't really want to tell me at all.
Mom, of course I did. I just... Remember when you and Dad had brunch at the house after Madison's christening? You stood in the kitchen making egg salad and you said, this better be my last baby because I needed to start my life again.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Mom, I remember what you were wearing.
I'm so sorry. You know, sometimes I wonder who I was in that house.
No, I don't know why I was holding on to that.
Because it's horrible. I never should have said that. I'm really happy you're pregnant. And those babies are really lucky because you're the best mother I know.
Mom, I learned from you.
Grace pats Mal's arm.
Thank you for lying.
Evening at the beach house. Frankie paints.
Hey, why is that not happening in your studio?
Oh, I still haven't gone through my moving boxes.
Great. You're one can of cat food away from full-on Grey Gardens.
Oh, how did it go with Brianna?
Well, I figured out where I wanted to end up, and I got there. How did it go with Mallory?
We're finding our way.
You think I can get them to let me name the lube Vagicadabra? Because I have other names. Slip Inside, Lubrican, Menopause.
Yam Bam, thank you, ma'am.
I'll throw that one in.
Yeah.
So they'll pick one of mine.
They're going to name it the Frankie Bergstein Memorial.
Now with Life.
Let me have it. I would love to host Life.
Is that?
Grace gestures to an easel.
Well, according to the deal we hammered out with the lube, they're putting my art on the box. And I know what I want to paint.
What?
My vagina.
A black and white bulb shape.
Well, if they're going to take my face off the box, I'm glad they're replacing it with your vagina.
Well, at least you won't have to worry about being recognized in public.
No. But you might.
Frankie eyes the painting. Cut to black.
Come get what I've got. It will hit the spot. Get your sweet and hot yam. Raise your hand and sway like you hold a tray. When you're on your way, yam. Come on, shake your depression. And let's have a yam session. There's that long note, one, two, three, yam. Every orchestra in America will be doing the yam.
Okay, good night.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.